An all-night search turned to tragedy this morning as the bodies of two missing clam diggers were found in Western Cook Inlet. Officials are still investigating the incident that killed a total of five men after their skiff apparently ran into trouble. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the details.
The Coast Guard received the call Tuesday afternoon that five professional clam diggers had gone missing on the west side of Cook Inlet near Polly Creek.
The Coast Guard responded with a helicopter, a C-130 fixed-wing aircraft, and one of our patrol boats to the area to help the employees of the clamming company to search for their missing employees.
That's Coast Guard Petty Officer First Class David Mosley. He says that one of the men was quickly found on the shore, deceased, and soon after, at about 6 p.m. Tuesday night, a Coast Guard helicopter crew spotted two more men, both deceased, about a mile offshore.
The search continued through the night using multiple helicopters. An Alaska State Troop aircraft also did a search of the area. And then this morning, around 11 a.m., the final two individuals were found.
The two men found Wednesday morning were not wearing life jackets, but the three found Tuesday were, says Mosley. The cause of the incident is unknown. Weather conditions on Cook Inlet were mild Tuesday and Tuesday night, with light winds and 2-foot seas.
We don't know what led up to the individuals ending up in the water. The boat has yet to be found. We have not been able to find the vessel. And we are working with Alaska State Troopers to investigate and see what we can find out to what led up to this tragic accident.
All five men were contractors working for Nikiski-based Pacific Alaska Shellfish. The company, according to its website, is a seasonal plant that focuses solely on harvesting Alaskan razor clams along a 6-mile stretch of beach between Polly Creek and Crescent Creek on the west side of Cook Inlet. Jason Moore is a spokesperson for Pacific Alaska Shellfish. He says all five men were independent contractors who were paid by the company based on the poundage of clams they collected.
But despite the, you know, the fact that they're contractors and not direct employees, the company has worked with these individuals for many years in some cases. And so they were very experienced and they certainly considered part of the family at Pacific Alaska Shellfish.
The identities of the victims have not yet been released, pending notification of next of kin. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.